Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1541. Visible translated text is as follows. Telling a falsehood, and I, then and there, told detectives Campbell and Starnes that so far as my knowledge of Leo M. Frank went or was concerned, that the said Leo M. Frank was a gentleman in every respect and way. Detectives Starnes and Campbell laughed at the declaration I made in defense of Leo M. Frank and treated my statement as a joke, and further that they would and did insist that I admit that I knew Mr. Frank to be a man of bad character, and that I had seen Mr. Frank go into closets and dressing rooms with various women and girls at various times at the National Pencil Factory, and that I had joined Mr. Frank on several occasions in acts of immoral conduct with women and girls, and that I had on various occasions joined Mr. Frank and women in the office of Mr. Frank, and that on these occasions we would all drink beer and have a so-called good time, and that I had seen Jim Conley and Leo M. Frank on various occasions talking earnestly together, and that women and girls had told me that Mr. Frank had committed both natural and unnatural acts of intercourse with them, and that I had at various times taken women to the basement of the pencil factory for immoral purposes, with the knowledge and consent of Mr. Frank, and that Detectives Campbell and Starnes plainly told me that they had made all on me to tell, as I would not support the statements of Jim Conley. The suggestions outlined above and as made to me by Detectives Campbell and Starnes caused me to feel indignant and insulted, and I so expressed myself at the time and spoke in forcible language to Detectives Starnes and Campbell, and I promptly told the detectives referred to that every suggestion they had made was untrue, and I proceeded to deny separately and collectively every suggestion made to me by Detectives Starnes and Campbell as outlined above in the statement. I told the detectives referred to at that time, and now that I do not know Leo M. Frank, I know nothing against or about the character of Leo M. Frank, and that I never saw Mr. Frank go into any closets, dressing rooms, or other places with any women or girl at any time or place, and that I never joined Mr. Frank at any time or place in acts immoral with women or girls, and that I never at any time or place saw Mr. Frank in conversation with Jim Conley, and no woman ever told me that Mr. Frank had committed either natural or unnatural.